Hi there. The word for you today is put your faith to work. In Luke 17, verse 19, we read the words, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let me read some words to you from the book of Luke. And as he, that is Jesus, passed through Samaria, there met him 10 lepers, who lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. Now in Christ's day, lepers were social outcasts, so they lived together in a colony. But the problem is, you can't get well hanging around people who are as messed up as you are. That's why you need to break out and bring your problem to Jesus. Notice the words, he passed through. Jesus didn't go to the leper colony. He was just passing through. So here's a question. What do you do when you're losing your life, your family, your joy, your finances, etc., and Jesus doesn't seem to be looking in your direction? Well, you can get frustrated when it feels like he's blessing everybody else but you and wonder, Lord, when's my turn coming? I've served you faithfully, yet it seems like everybody else is the object of your attention. You need to do what these lepers did. Cry out, Jesus, have mercy on me. Away with dignity and decorum. Desperate people pray desperate prayers, and God responds to such prayers. Notice something else in this story. When Jesus was passing by, these lepers did not shout, unclean, as the law required and normally lepers did. They broke protocol. What's the point? It's an important point. When you're in a bad situation, sometimes you have to break out in order to break through. You've got to do what David the psalmist did. Psalm 3 verse 4, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Come on, if you want an answer, put your faith to work today.